Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, are you ready to let us know, again, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, are you ready to tell us who the starting quarterback is week one? Because I'm impatient.
Go for it, Mary Kay.
You can blurt it out right now.
Not really ready for that yet, but I've maintained consistently that I do think it will be one of the veterans in week one, unless one of those two rookies really comes along and surprises everyone. I still think it will be Joe or Kenny, and either one of those guys can really seize the moment in training camp. There is still part of me that thinks Joe has the head start because of just being here before and knowing everything like the back of his hand. So we'll see how it goes, but that's kind of where I'm at right now.
And are you comfortable? Because I know you said you were comfortable with them having four quarterbacks to start their off. So you would be, to start the season, you would be comfortable with both those guys on the roster at the end of the start of the season, both the veterans?
Oh, yes, okay. Absolutely. Once again, it's because they were planning to have three anyways, and then Shador joined the mix late, and he's a developmental quarterback that they're obviously going to want to keep around. So I don't think that really changes the plan too drastically with their thinking on the other three.
Mary Kay, some news coming out today from Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk and Pablo Torre on his podcast about collusion in the NFL. And though it's a big story and has come out, to limit guarantees and contracts based on the Deshaun Watson contract, to sum it all up very quickly, my initial reaction was, really? Okay, great if you documented it, but haven't we all known this has kind of been going on for some time? It's the one league where players deserve guaranteed contracts, and it's the one league where they don't get them.
Yeah, it's been controversial since the moment it was signed. And you'll notice this year, a lot of the rookies were getting fully guaranteed contracts, which seemed to be something new to me. But I haven't really delved into that story too much yet. I've seen it. I've skimmed it. But I haven't really kind of considered all the ramifications or how it might impact the Browns going forward. But I do think that there will be other quarterbacks and players in the NFL who get these fully guaranteed contracts as we move forward.
Don't you think they deserve them, Mary Kay, in that sport?
Sure, yes. They definitely deserve them. And it is quite surprising and shocking that they haven't gotten them really to this point. And I thought that the Deshaun Watson contract would sort of get the ball rolling on it, but it really didn't.
In just kind of reading and glancing over the story on that, it made me wonder, you know, the Haslams and their place in the NFL ownership club and how much they must have upset everybody else. I mean, we knew it at the time. We were like, wow, I can't believe the Haslams just did that. No other owner would ever do that.
And not going to go over well.
No, and I just kind of made me wonder. I'm like, and now as we go forward, I mean, if the story and what was said there change, and like you said, the rookies are starting to get fully guaranteed contracts now too, that the trend will change. It's just that the Haslams were ahead of the game and probably aggravated a lot of people along the way.
Yeah, it's just, again, surprising that it's taken this long. I thought the next few quarterbacks, and we've seen plenty of them get paid more than Deshaun. You know, they're up to $60 million a year. Remember, he's at 46 just in that short amount of time. But since Deshaun, no one has gotten that completely 100% fully guaranteed contract. They've come very close. They've gotten larger amounts of guarantees and larger averages, but no one has gotten that that full guarantee yet, which did cause so many problems.
Mary Kay, are you surprised? I am, that rosters haven't expanded significantly. Game day rosters, every roster in the NFL. I'm surprised that the Players Association hasn't been able to bust through there, and especially game day rosters with guys on the practice squad and everything else. Again, this is the sport where you need bodies, and they limit them.
Yeah, I definitely have been surprised about that, and it's one of the things that that I definitely have discussed with people and talked with people about. In fact, when we had a dinner with Jimmy Haslam at the Greenbrier last year, he went around the table and asked some of us what changes we would make in the NFL, and that's the first one that I mentioned, is that I would expand the rosters and the game day rosters. Why does it have to be so difficult to squeeze guys onto rosters? And now with 17 games instead of 16, and they're going to have 18 before long, and they're going to be playing all over the world, I certainly think that they will need more bodies, need more players. There's more tread on the tires, and more wear and tear on these guys because they're bigger, faster, stronger. So I'm a huge advocate of that.
How big should the rosters be on game day?
You know, I can't necessarily put a number on it right now, but I mean, why not have up to 60 guys so you can rotate more guys in? And you know, why not be able to have three quarterback stress? I mean, do whatever.
Especially
you need
when you already have the guys there.
Right. You know, I don't really understand why it is the way that it is, but I definitely think it's something that they need to take a look at, especially with all of the changes in the game these days.
Agreed.
Mary Kay, I know we didn't have a chance to talk about Shedeur Sanders and the speeding tickets last week. I'm just curious your thoughts. And then, you know, after the reports come out that he's going over 100 miles an hour and that it happened twice, like, what happens in Berea? Like, if you're the general manager, you're like, if I'm Kevin, I'm probably just, like, banging my head against the table, because I'm sure the last thing they say to these guys before they leave, especially the rookies, is, all right, we'll see you at the beginning of training camp. Please don't do anything stupid. And then you get something like this.
Well, they do emphasize that 100%. I think the interesting thing about this, or the unfortunate thing about this, is that the second one happened while Shedeur was in the midst of rookie orientation. That's an important week where these guys are being taught how to handle pro life and getting acclimated to just how to be a really good pro. And it's just not a good look for Browns rookie orientation week. Having said that, I don't expect the Browns to come down very hard on him, at least not publicly. They'll probably do something behind the scenes, maybe some kind of conduct detrimental to the team. I'm sure they'll talk to him. I'm sure his father will talk to him. So I do think that it takes a village. I wrote that in a Hey MK that I posted yesterday. I do think it takes a village with these young guys sometimes. And I think it needs to be, they have to have some trusted advisors around them in their team. Their team needs to be filled with really good people, not yes men that are going to tell them what they want to hear. They need people around them that are going to be honest with them. And then the team needs to step in a situation like this too, and make sure they're addressing it properly. And I think the way to do that would be some kind of discipline, private discipline, and talking to him. And I also wrote in a column that I thought that Myles Garrett should sit down with him and talk to him about just the ramifications and the danger of speeding and how Myles could have easily lost his life in that Porsche wreck. So I do think it's something that needs to be taken very seriously, because as Mike Tomlin has said, apparently, if something happens two times, it's a trend. And if you're getting caught for speeding twice in the span of 12 days, there's maybe a good chance that you've done it perhaps one other time somewhere along the line. So I do think that it's something to you know, to look at. And I've gotten a lot of heat for my columns on this because I've advocated that, you know, it needs to be a wake-up call and it needs to be addressed. But I would much rather do that than be talking about a family in Strongsville who lost their young, you know, teenage new driver who was trying to get on a highway at 12:30 a.m. on June 17th because someone was going 101 miles an hour. So let's just be safe out there, everyone, and we understand young people don't always make the wisest decisions. Shador even said that himself. But now he needs to get this turned around.
Well said by you, and it was a really good story that you wrote about that. The one thing that Miles said in some quotes that you had that I thought was interesting, he sat down and his family talked to him and had to sit him down and say, hey, look, you know, look at all you have on the line here. And I would expect Shador is going to get the same thing. I thought you did a really nice job with that.
Well, thank you. And I would think that, I mean, Dion is a very, very strong and powerful father figure, and there's no way he's not going to talk to him about this. So I know that will happen. Once again, I'm sure the Browns will address it, and I think they should take it very seriously because, once again, you can get away with that a number of times, but there could be one time where you don't, and nobody wants anything like that to happen.
Give me some perspective on this. We hear about Pickett, we hear about Flacco, we hear about Sanders, the fifth-round pick. We don't hear a whole lot about Dylan Gabriel. Is there a reason why? Did he not impress? Or do you I kind of get the feeling they're going to get on the field and this kid's going to light it up. I don't know why I feel that way. Where does he sit in your mind?
Well, I think that we don't hear that much about Dylan because we're hearing everything about Shador. I mean, Shador moves the needle nationally. I've heard people in the media room say, oh no, my place wants Shador content. And that's what people want, especially at this time of year when it's a little bit slow in the NFL. There weren't six or seven other quarterbacks to talk about coming out of the first round. Shador is grabbing all the headlines and the attention. Dylan is a third round pick. So nationally, he's really not going to move the needle. Or get clicks or whatever you want to say. But he did a really nice job in spring ball. And his superpower, the thing about him and the thing to keep an eye on, is the fact that he's got that really amazing computer-like brain to process things, to pick things up, to learn things, and to make decisions on the football field. And that's what I'm looking forward to seeing when he gets out there in some of these preseason games.
Mary Kay, do you think... I'm just trying to figure out how they make a move between now and the beginning of the season, and does it happen closer to the season itself, knowing what they have in training camp, and maybe sometimes based on, I'm like, how active do you think any NFL team is right now, and maybe trying to make a trade or trying to do something in this period?
Right now, there's not too much going on. This is definitely the downtime, the quiet time in the NFL where the coaches are out catching their breath and spending time with their family. So this is really, really the quiet period. And I think they try to stay as true to that as possible and come back in mid-July ready to roll again. And that's where you'll see maybe some extensions or some possible trade talks along the way. But, I mean, this is such a quiet time right now for everyone in the NFL. And I don't really think that the Browns are planning any big blockbuster moves before the season begins anyways. Sure, things will always happen here and there, but I just don't think that they're clamoring to do a whole bunch.
What's going to happen with Amari Cooper this year?
Good question. He'll probably end up with someone either shortly into training camp if someone gets injured or right into the season. He'll have a job. But it just might take a little while.
Would you want it to be here?
Yeah, I kind of
has that ship
too.
Sailed though?
No, I think that ship has sailed. I don't really envision that being here unless you have some kind of an injury that is, you know, very unexpected, you know, to a high level receiver. I don't really see that happening. I do think the ship has sailed.
All right, Mary Kay, I was going to say, do you wake up in the morning wanting to go over to Berea to cover some of these youth camps right now just because it's in your blood? You're like, oh, I got to go do something.
I'm sure you do, huh?
You're like, I'm going to go cover a youth camp.
I think I'm good on that.
All right. We just got your back. That's all. I just want to make sure you're not going through withdrawal right now. Because I feel like I am right now, a little bit.
Well, I love kids, but, you know, I do not need my little downtime here, too.
That's true. All right, Mary Kay, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. All right. I'm trying to dive into this story that, you know, was released this morning from Pablo Torre and Mike Florio. And basically, and Dan, correct me if I'm wrong on this, please, because I don't want to be wrong, okay? But in a nutshell, the teams got together and said, look, we don't want to do guaranteed contracts for any player in this league, 100% guaranteed. Now, that was 5 days after the Browns had a guaranteed contract with Deshaun Watson. If everything I read, it seems to be on par. So the question was, you know, did the NFL have collusion against the players by all getting together and saying, we are not offering any more guaranteed contracts, and what the Browns did was insane, and we don't want to be put in that same kind of a box. That's how the other owners felt at the time.
This gives you that feel, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then the second part of this would be that, okay, the NFLPA won this case against system arbitrator Christopher Drowney is the guy's name. He signed the bottom of a 61-page written decision, and it was a landmark collusion case, but both the NFL and the NFLPA didn't say anything about this, which to me is just even more mind-boggling why the NFLPA wouldn't come out and be like, look at this. We proved the owners. We said that they were colluding, and they were.
Well, let's start here. And This is all Pablo Torre finds out, which if you've never listened to Pablo Torre finds out, you should. It's a fantastic journalism, sports journalism. They'll get away from sports and that stuff and dig into a lot of different things and get information. A lot of the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson information that we have out there now is courtesy of Pablo Torre.
That's vital. We want to follow Jordan.
Makes me feel better.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to point out the things you may have heard him from. You know, like Troy McClure, you may know him from such things as here comes the metric system and so on. I'm trying to attempt to do such that.
No, I mean, he's great. I love his commercials during the news on The Simpsons, so it's good, yeah.
All right. Here's what the two of them had to say to start the podcast. Audio courtesy of Pablo Torre finds out.
But what the arbitrator had found with the Lamar Jackson case was that, quote, only a couple teams expressed interest to the Ravens before they chose to non-exclusively franchise tag him. But, quote, afterwards, no team reached out directly to Mr. Jackson, end quote. No team reached out directly to Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP when he's on the block?
It felt like the encouragement to collude that was introduced in March of 2022 by the management council to the owners, it felt like a tangible example of what happens when collusion occurs. And I thought it was surprising to see the lengths to which the arbitrator went to credit the various excuses that were provided as to why teams weren't interested. It creates a problem with your current quarterback if you decide you're going to go all in a pursuit of Lamar Jackson. It would be really expensive. You'd need to maybe do a fully guaranteed contract. That's another reason to not contact him. And he goes on to become the MVP.
Hmm.
Or if nobody contacts him because they just assume the Ravens are going to keep him.
You would think somebody would, but that doesn't mean you have to make a deal. Someone would contact.
Or like the NBA is notorious for this, where you'll offer a contract to somebody who's a restricted free agent to put that team in a bind and go, all right, if you want them, just got it. You got pony up.
Yeah, except for the only issue I have here, none of this is stunning to me. None of it.
I agree with that. It's not. The question is why didn't the NFL, to me, why didn't the NFLPA just have a gigantic party over this?
I think the NFLPA has been the least powerful union in pro sports during the entire era of unions in pro sports.
And if there's a league that needs unions,
it's the NFL.
These guys get, the injuries are
ridiculous.
These
guys put their bodies on the line more than any other sport. I mean, they have lifelong injuries from playing their sport, and their careers don't last long. The reason, by the way, the average career doesn't last long is because they just churn the bottom of the roster.
Okay.
You know, that's, I think that's one factor everybody needs to keep in mind with the NFL. The star players usually have pretty long careers. They churn the bottom of the roster, and once a guy is able to make enough money playing special teams or, you know, second string, third string corner, whatever it is, they just get somebody who's cheaper. That guy's out of the league. So to me, that's one of the big factors as to why, you know, the NFL career doesn't last very long. They need more powerful representation. I thought J.C. Treader did a nice job when he was, you know, in the Players Association, former Brown center, and you know, maybe got some things moving in the right direction. But that league, that Players Association, doesn't have the power that the other ones do. And how do you get it? I don't know. The league has power like crazy, and they make money like crazy. And their players are probably the most poorly compensated, taken care of, looked after of all the pro sports. And it's not like they're getting bad treatment. Not like they're not making money. But in comparison to Major League Baseball, in comparison to the NBA, they have a ways to go.
In Florio's report today, he just said the far bigger question on this is why would the NFL Players Association not trumpet this ruling? And I, like I was saying before, yeah, you think they would have made a huge deal out of it. And then he said the union should have been shouting from the rooftops. They finally proved that what they had suspected for years, that quarterly meetings are collusion meetings, and the details are unprecedented, and the takeaway is unmistakable. With the Deshaun Watson contract lighting the fire for fully guaranteed contracts, the league needed to put it out. So quickly, the league grabbed a hose and started spraying, meaning the management council, with the blessing of the commissioner. And even though that ruling ultimately failed to connect the dots and or apply common sense, that was according to Florio, in his opinion, the union proved that the league wanted the teams to collude. That's a massive finding. Wow, man, that's bad for the union. Like, if you're a player, why would you want to be a part of that? I don't understand.
Money.
Well,
you
want
to play pro football
for 3.3 years? Like the majority of the guys you were talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
Andy, they do. Of course, they do.
Hmm.
you have the star players, you have, you know, starters, and then you have the bottom of the roster that just gets churned. Guy can always say, I played in the NFL.
So the reason on the J.C. Treader side, there may be some more to it.
Yeah, I was reading.
And this is more audio courtesy of Pablo Torre Finds Out.
Okay.
Mike Florio, Pablo Torre.
According to this document, this concealed arbitration ruling in a landmark NFL collusion case, it was discovered that J.C. Treader, quote, exchanged texts expressing frustration with Mr. Wilson's non-fully guaranteed contract, end quote. And the answer to what J.C. Treader said that he wanted suppressed, according to this theory, is at least partly contained in a separate document. The transcript of a text exchange from July 8th, 2024, which was filed as part of this whole legal proceeding. And what I can now report is that J.C. Treader, in a series of text messages that he sent to then-executive director of the union, Demoris Smith, repeatedly insulted Russell Wilson. J.C. Treader also called Russell Wilson a quote-unquote wuss. And then he said of Wilson, quote, instead of being the guy that made guaranteed contracts the norm, he's the guy that ruined it for everyone, end quote.
Huh. I don't get it. You got to help me out with that. I'm trying to, the back end of that. Like, why is Treader killing Russell Wilson?
There's a lot of deep stuff in this thing.
Yeah, there is a ton of stuff in here that, like, and again, this all came out this morning. So, I mean, obviously, we're all going to have to kind of dive into it a little bit more. But, I mean, it is a story. It's out there. And the big headline is that the PA knew that they colluded, didn't make a big deal about it. And then would the PA not want their brethren in the PA to be able to have guaranteed contracts? To me, this is all. There are a lot of gray areas to the story, but maybe at the end of the day, Jeff is right. Jeff is, you know, when you're saying, this is not a surprise.
I'm not surprised
this
by
is
any
not surprise.
Of it. The NFL has operated this way for a long time. I mean, they have, Andy. They have tons of guys who want to play in the NFL, and that bottom part of the roster I keep referencing. And you don't think you can go find guys who are capable of playing on special teams in the NFL? I mean, those are the jobs that, you know, these guys are trying to scrape and hang on to. And, you know, the guys at the top of the heap, they're going to make tons and tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be all guaranteed. They're still going to make tons and tons of money. And it's just a weird dynamic in the league, you know. I don't understand all of this story. Without question, I'll readily admit that. But I'm also not the least bit surprised. This stuff has been going on forever, and the NFLPA has not been the strongest of labor unions when it's come to representing its workforce.
It's true.
In comparison to the NBA and in a partnership with the league, like the NBA Players Association and the league, NBA, I mean, they're partners.
Absolutely, they are.
And I don't know if you can say that about NFL owners in the NFLPA. I don't know that you can.
I don't think they are. Did you have another point there? Because I have another question on this, too.
Well, there's a lot, as it said, we're trying to dissect all of this stuff and a lot of legalese in between there.
And we're certainly not experts.
No.
Correct.
So let me ask you this. We're sitting here talking about this a little bit. Why should fans care about this?
Because this is, if it's a sport that you love and a group of players that you love, and you are heartbroken every time that you watch one of these guys have to go through another surgery or be moved around in a wheelchair or not able to walk or any of those different things that come with football, this is one of those moments where you look at it and go, why are these guys not compensated for what they're putting their bodies through for our entertainment value to the level they should be?
Which I've said forever.
Correct.
It's the one sport where you're supposed to have guaranteed money.
Right.
You
would think in the sport where the idea is to slam the person holding a ball into the ground.
Beat up the other guy.
Exactly.
Ultimately.
And hope to play for more than 3.3 years.
You would think, hey, let's make sure these guys are compensated for the entertainment value they're bringing. Not to mention on a, you know, capitalism front, you could look at it that way too and go, hey, I mean, the market should dictate, and if people are colluding to make sure that the market isn't dictating the way it should so that the workers aren't getting what they should. And that's the other way you'd look at it too.
I also wonder, like, before this happens, like, what were the Haslams thinking, right? Like, how did the Haslams find themselves in the spot where they were gonna, you know, pull the trigger is probably not the right word on this, but or right words for it, but they're the ones that set this kind of thing all in motion with Deshaun's contract.
Well, they had to. You don't do a contract like that without ownership either saying to do this or saying, go ahead and do this. And we know what they were thinking. We own a football team and we want to win, and we think our quarterback play needs to be better. And this guy's available. And if we have to pay to get him, we're going to pay to get him.
Well, and I'll never forget. I mean, the three of us sat there when the contract came down, and
we
talked to Mike Florio at the time and went, oh my gosh, it finally happened.
Yeah, there's a guaranteed contract.
And here's the precedent. And let's go from there. And
but didn't we all think it was going to happen at some point? At some point, someone was getting a guaranteed contract.
Except for one thing, though.
It hadn't.
No, it hadn't, and it hasn't happened since until just recently, right?
There are fully guaranteed contracts that you could point to, but none of them of this magnitude of handing it to the quarterback and saying, here you go, here's all of your money up front.
But can I go ahead and say this then?
Hmm. Or not up front, but written in stone, nonetheless. Sorry, Jeff.
I think the NFL players need and deserve guaranteed contracts more than any other sport, I think guaranteed contracts are a terrible idea sometimes. I mean, look at some of the money going to NBA guys who are doing nothing. They're just not playing, you know, they're not playing very well. Look at Major League Baseball players who have these ungodly guaranteed contracts and are nothing but anchors for the roster. I mean, that's good for their players' associations, good for them. But, man, some of those things are just death for a team trying to build. And the NFL doesn't have it, and probably for good reason. Even though I think they deserve it more than anybody else.
There's a part of me that wants to, like, say good for you to the Haslams that they did the deal, not because of the return on investment, but because
they went against the grain.
They went against all the other NFL owners to do that. And so there's a part of me, and I know that the trade has been abysmal.
It was terrible.
It was not good.
But the idea
that the Haslams were willing to do anything it took,
the idea,
and maybe that's what I'm kind of taking out of the story, was that they were willing to pay any amount of money to get a quarterback that they wanted and go against the grain in the NFL. That's the part of it that I think is
partially commendable.
It's fascinating to me. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baskin and Phelps. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. All right, so I asked you a question before we went to break, and it's all based on this story that broke today, even though there's a 61-page written decision on a landmark collusion case between the NFL and the NFL Players Association that has been kept secret for months now, that no one's really talked about it. But Florio and Pablo Torre, really kind of broke the story open. And if you go and listen to Pablo's podcast, you can kind of get a lot more on the situation. But in essence, and I think the way that we're kind of looking at this is, you know, Deshaun Watson signs a contract with the Browns. It's guaranteed, all of it. The league can't stand it.
First time,
right? Like, the league hated it so much that 5 days later, they kind of got together as owners and said, hey, no more. No, we're not doing this again. And it didn't even matter. Like, Watson didn't even have a chance to fail or succeed in Cleveland yet at this point. It was the fact that the owners didn't want these guaranteed contracts. And so that didn't happen. And then you get, you know, you get a couple players, especially quarterbacks, one in Baltimore, who I think really kind of, I mean, are you kidding? I would be so frustrated and so mad when you look at the situation, because, you know, you're a quarterback, right? You're
really good.
Best in the league, or if not arguably the best in the league. And now all of a sudden, you're Lamar Jackson, and you can't get your own team to pay you what somebody in your own division, in your own conference, is getting. Your own division, let alone conference, and you can't get that same kind of a contract? Seriously, let's all think about that for a second, that Lamar Jackson couldn't get his own team to kind of say, well, look, if Deshaun Watson's getting a guaranteed deal, and they're not even anywhere near as good as we are, why can't I? And then you kind of dive into some of the things that are going on, and you find out that the owners were kind of in cahoots on this thing, saying, hey, no one's getting it. How does that make you feel? And if you're in that standpoint. So,
however, he did get, according to the all the figures out on his contract, the deal's worth $260, the deal was, and
yeah,
$185 million guaranteed.
Which is probably more than they wanted to give.
Probably. I'll be real honest. I have a hard time feeling sorry for a Lamar Jackson in this situation, because he still is very handsomely paid. Should he have a fully guaranteed contract? You're dang right he should. He's still getting $185 million guaranteed. Thank you.
So here's the other question that comes into play on this, all right? And I need you, and Jeff, tell me if you think this is fair. Can you take Deshaun Watson's name out of the scenario? Ownership group willing to go against the entire NFL to give someone guaranteed money. And it really doesn't matter why, but you're the owner of your team, Team Generic, is willing to pay more money. I'm just trying to make this as...
Wait a minute. I think somebody has that nickname trademarked, Andy. You can't use that one.
We played as Team Generic as a softball team when I was young. It was my team. We had barcodes instead of numbers on the front. Thank you.
Aren't you just a little rascal?
Well, I could have just put beer on the front too. That would have been fun too. But I think when you look at this, at the situation, like, you kind of have to be like, man, the Haslam's had some, you know what, to go against the rest of the league, the billionaires club, and offer someone a guaranteed contract of that magnitude, and have the league be so mad at them, that they would get together and say, Hey, we can't do this anymore. Oh, what just happened in Cleveland? Like, I'm okay with that. I hate the way it turned out. Like, the return on investment on Deshaun's been brutal.
And
it's been brutal.
We weren't crazy about the move at the time either.
No, I know, but
if the guy had come here and played like he played in Houston, even with all the baggage, I think Browns fans would have been very, very happy from a football standpoint.
I wonder if that changes your opinion of the Haslams. Because, I mean, look, I know there's a lot going on with them right now. They're not, they had a bad season last year, 3 wins. Some people aren't happy about the thought of the Browns playing home games in Brook Park. I understand that. I see all that stuff. But what does that say about your owner that he was willing to go against the entire league to try to bring the quarterback in that he thought could win quicker, I guess?
On one hand, it's commendable. You know, you went for it. On the other hand, you went for it with the wrong guy. All the off-the-field stuff would have made me run far, run fast. It added to the gamble exponentially.
Yeah.
And it was a huge gamble.
You walk in the room with all those billionaires and you're like, yeah, I don't care what you guys think. I'm going to spend as much money and guarantee it. I kind of give him a little credit for it. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people don't want to hear people say that, but I mean, they walked into the room and told everyone, we don't care what you think about this guaranteed contract money. We think we have our quarterback of the future. And now all of a sudden, boom.
Could the other NFL owners be thinking or pull Jimmy aside and say, hey, this is why we don't do this now?
Oh, for
in
sure,
hindsight, do you get it? This is why we don't do that.
Yeah, but the problem is
it can
is that
blow
they,
up on you.
But it ends up blowing up on everybody. There's collusion here.
Can you imagine? Just we know the NFL is extremely lucrative. I'll avoid saying anything more than that. Right? We know that they make a lot of money. I wonder what fully guaranteed contracts would do to the league's financial structure. Would it cut into it like crazy? Would the teams, how much would it hurt individual teams? Because, I mean, if you're having to pay everybody full contracts, you know what else I think? Maybe I shouldn't think this. In the NBA, these contracts are nuts. In MLB, it's even nuttier, it seems. I wonder if because of the number of players it takes to field an NFL team and to play on a Sunday, I wonder if fully guaranteed contracts would drop the value of contracts. I don't think so, but I wonder. Because, I mean, if you're having to guarantee, you know, your long snapper money, and he blows out his Achilles, if you have to guarantee, you know, your guys who are covering kicks on special teams their money, and they have to sign multi-year deals or whatever, I wonder if all of a sudden guys are just getting one-year deals for guarantees, and if the total dollar figures, like these wide receivers are making unbelievable money now. Good for them. But I wonder, hey, we can't really invest in a wide receiver because these guys get hurt. And in 3 or 4 years, they might not be the same guy, and we've got him under contract for 6. I don't know that it would, but I wonder a little bit.
Tom is in Menor. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Great, guys. Awesome show.
Thank you.
We're glad to be a part of it. real quick, you know what's really ironic is we have two teams that like to spend money. They'll go to the cap, if not more. And then we have another team in town that doesn't really spend any money, but they have such a phenomenal front office. If we could just get a little bit of that front office to the Cleveland Browns, man, would we be winning a bunch of football games, wouldn't we? And not only that, but they're not afraid to spend the money. Yeah. And at the end of the day, a cap's a cap, okay? So if he guarantees the money, he just guarantees the money. All you're doing is you're hurting yourself with the cap down the road if, God forbid, something happens not to work out.
Tom, that's one reason I wonder, okay, would contracts become a little less valuable to players? I don't know that that's the case, but because of what you're talking about, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you're not going to spend it if you're not making it. I don't care what anyone says. These guys are billionaires, and they're making money. Or they wouldn't be passing out these contracts. I'm not just talking about the Cleveland Browns. I'm talking about all the contracts and all the sports. If they're not making it, believe me, they will not spend it. But They must be, because if they're going to guarantee contracts in the NFL, and I agree with you, Jeff, it may actually backfire on some of the other middle range players that won't be able to get those type of contracts because they're giving all the big money to the top guys.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what happens in the collective bargaining agreement. But I'm happy. I mean, I just wish we had some of that front office at Progressive Field down at Huntington Bank and using Jimmy's money and having them make some good decisions, because we'd have a lot of wins if we did.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see when the ownership change, if and when this ownership change happens for the Guardians too, with David Blitzer and Matt Colick, and when they take over. And if they choose to, that's the thing. They have the right, the option to buy out the majority control of the baseball team. I don't know that the spending is going to change. I don't, but it'll just be a different avenue for fans to kind of view their own team. I don't know what it'll do. I don't know. Thank you, Tom. Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
You know, you look at the Guardians, but they've made the playoffs 6 times in the last 10 years. You know, and the money matter there? Maybe it would have got you to the World Series. Maybe you would have had some players like Lindor might still be here. I don't know. But Tom Withers and I had this conversation on Friday when you were out. Just the whole, you look at the ownership groups here in Cleveland and how they spend money, and then if you ever wanted to play the game, take the team and change the owner, what it would look like. Because I what if the Dolans own the Browns? And the Haslams own the Guardians.
If the Dolans, remember, the Dolans finished, I believe, second in picking up the Browns when they came back to the NFL. I think the Dolans would have been phenomenal NFL owners. Phenomenal.
Yeah, I do too. I just
they'd be very patient. They put good people in place and let them do their jobs. And it's a sport where you print money.
All right. Coming up in the next hour, Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com is going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about the Cavs situation, that plus much more coming up. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.